MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 29, 2025. Agencies are bracing for the food assistance cutoff, and college enrollment is up in the state. Cloudy, windy, near 50, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:28 p.m. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times, with the federal government saying supplemental nutrition assistance program continuing benefits will not be issued November 1 due to the government shutdown, the Open Door Food Pantry at 28 Emerson Avenue in Gloucester is taking steps to provide food for those in need. Action, Inc. also warned Tuesday it's at risk of pausing critical program services to more than 7,000 CAPAN residents if the shutdown carries on. The nonprofit, The Open Door, says it has free food available and is here to help those in need during the shutdown. Those in need of immediate food assistance can go to The Open Door in Gloucester Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a quick trip, which consists of supply of free grocery basics. If you're a new client, you can apply at foodpantry.org/newshopper to order custom groceries weekly online. This Saturday, the team at The Open Door is doing a special food distribution from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 28 Emerson Avenue for those affected by the SNAP delay. The Healy-Driscoll administration announced Tuesday that preliminary data from this fall shows that the number of students attending Massachusetts public colleges and universities has returned to pre-pandemic levels. The undergraduate student headcount at the state's system of 29 public, 2- and 4-year colleges and universities has grown 5.7% since last fall, reaching nearly 175,000 students. Community college enrollment growth, which is up 11.4% over last fall, has contributed significantly to the system-wide increase. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Michael McHugh writes in the Salem News, Essex Heritage is expecting a gap in visitor services if the National Park Service ceases operations after community support enabled the Salem Armory Regional Visitor Center to operate through November 3 during the government shutdown. Following the October 1 start of the shutdown, the visitor center reopened on October 6 thanks to Eastern National, Essex Heritage, coupled with donations from local businesses, totaling $18,600. The temporary reopening is not a permanent solution, and the effect of significant reductions in staffing and visitor services at the visitor center and Salem Maritime Park will be felt throughout the greater Salem region. Also, the rest of Salem Maritime National Heritage Historical Park remains closed, including all historic buildings on the waterfront. And Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, Finance Director Amy Sorrow, who is already on the Newburyport Retirement Board, will be pulling triple duty for a bit as the city's interim human resources director while the search continues for a full-time department head. The City Council accepted her temporary appointment during Monday's meeting in what was coined as an emergency matter, as former HR Director Donna Drellick worked for her final day on Friday. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in North Shore Girls Soccer from yesterday, Hamilton Wenham pulled off a 3-2 win over Peabody. As the Generals are now at 14, make that 13-0-4. Manchester Essex blanked Gloucester 5-0, behind a pair of goals each from Ava Dickerson and Harper Brooks. Brooks also had three assists in the game and today was named the Gloucester Times Player of the Week. It was Danvers 1, Andover 0, Salem 5, Lynn Classical 0, and Marblehead and Newton North tied at 2-2. In boys soccer, Peabody edged Andover 2-1. The number 8 nationally ranked Endicott College field hockey team beat New England 4-0, and they'll now move on to their league playoffs, where the Gulls are the top-seeded team. There are several area high school football games scheduled for tomorrow night. The Thursday games include Salem at Swampscott, Beverly at Peabody, Saugus goes to Medford, Amesbury is at Manchester Essex, Newburyport travels to North Reading, Ipswich hosts Pentucket, Triton at Essex Tech, and St. Mary's at Old Rochester. The MIAA announced yesterday its postseason playoff pairings for field hockey and volleyball. We have them posted elsewhere on our site. The Bruins beat the New York Islanders last night 5-2, and they host the Sabres tomorrow night. Celtics were off last night, and tonight they host the Cavaliers. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.